we're off to next. The sunset tonight is 10:41 p.m. It's Anchorage, Alaska. And boy, if you got an opportunity to go to Alaska, and specifically Anchorage, take it. Jack Bonney joins us now from Visit Anchorage, Alaska. And Jack, welcome to WGN here in Chicago.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always fun to listen to other people's favorite travel memories. It reminds you why you do that in the first place, right?
Amen to that. Yeah, and if kids can establish core memories, especially when it's connected to nature, I bet Anchorage, while a little further here than Western Ontario from Chicago, worth the trip up there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite places on the planet, just because it is, you know, it's such a great combination. On the one hand, you've got everything that you think of when you think of Alaska. On the other hand, you've got this tiny little city perched on the edge of it all. And so you kind of get the best of both worlds out of the deal.
We went on an Alaskan cruise a couple of years ago, and we were supposed to go the year before, but I think it was COVID got canceled. And that one was actually going to stop at Anchorage and end there, and we were going to spend a whole week up there, and things got changed. And unfortunately, our cruise, it was still gorgeous. We went to Ketchikan and Juneau and some other places. Anchorage, what do you recommend? People fly there? Maybe they take that cruise and stay up there for a little while? Walk us through the best ways to get there.
Yeah, I mean, both around the table, really. About the majority of people that come to Anchorage are independent travelers. We estimate probably about 60% of folks are traveling independent of cruise. And then the cruise travelers that we do get are doing one-way sailings, either north or south between Anchorage, the port cities here, Whittier and Seward, and then Vancouver, British Columbia. So if you include Anchorage either as part of a cruise or as an independent trip, it really kind of opens up the opportunities to see parts of the state and do things that you may not have time to do or the bandwidth to do if you're only cruising. We're also one of the busiest, we are the biggest airport for Anchorage, for Alaska. And so we get a lot of flights from all over the U.S. and even a couple of international ones. So getting here is really easy compared to some other parts of Alaska.
I'm sure we could have dedicated the whole show and plenty more to Anchorage, Alaska. Give us like two or three of your favorite little things to do to really connect with nature.
I mean, for me, you've just got to spend enough time to see a moose. There's about 1,500 of them that live just here in the city itself. That's before you get outside. So just spending a little bit of time looking for the wildlife that is part of our residence. What's an Alaska trip without a glacier? There's 60 of them within a day's drive of downtown Anchorage, and there's some really amazing ways to go see them. And then I know a lot of people fixate on national parks, and national parks are national parks for a reason, but we have this huge state park that's 500,000 acres just to the east of us. And so for me as a resident, that's where I go when I want to get outside. It's less than 20 minutes away. There's hiking, there's kayaking, there's mountain biking. It really is just like the hidden gem for Anchorage.
I assume now is the best time to go, right around what, May, June, July, August-ish?
Yeah, I mean, that's the center of the bullseye for summer visitation, not just for Alaska, but anywhere. We do see a bunch of people starting to visit us in the winter. I know that could be a tough sell for some folks in Chicago, but sometimes we've got better temperatures, actually.
That's true.
But yeah, the majority of people are coming kind of between the 15th of May and the end of September. And that's really when you think of all of those things that are part of a summer Alaska trip, those are on the table.
I went to Reykjavik, Iceland, and one of the coolest things was I went in August, and so it wasn't right at the solstice, so the sun set, but not all that much. I don't even think we ever left dusk in there. And there was just this out-of-body experience of walking out of a pub at 11:30 at night and it still being light out. I think that's like one of those human experiences that everyone should do at one point in their life, is to experience a near or an entire 24-day of sunlight. And what better spot than Anchorage to do that?
It really does short circuit your brain a little bit. As a kid, you know, you have that moment of thinking, gosh, I got to get home and have something for dinner. And you look at your watch and realize it's 11:30 at night. So our longest day, we get 22 hours of functional daylight. So the sun still sets, but the streetlights never come on. And on the flip side, for winter, our shortest day is 6 hours from sunrise to sunset. So you still get a little bit of time. And then the other interesting bit is once you get to the middle towards the end of August, we start getting dark enough skies again that you get northern lights viewing back again. So For folks thinking a little bit farther into the summer, if they wanted to come in like late August, early September, that's when aurora season really starts to pick up again.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys have a lot of connections to nature, obviously the nature itself, but to the heritage of what Alaska is all about. I just feel like... I hope you, are you from Alaska, by the way, born and raised, Jack?
I finished high school up here, so this is the longest I've ever lived in one place. I've considered Anchorage home for about 26, almost 27 years now.
That's long enough in my book to you're there. You guys are just an interesting bunch, and I mean that in the most loving way. There's like this independent streak about Alaska. I'm not even talking about politics. I'm just talking about who you are and how you operate and your connection to what's around you and the people around you. It's a real vibe I think people have to experience.
Yeah, I think I learned very early when I got here that it's very hard to out Alaska someone, because you realize very quickly that whatever tall tale you have about your time in Alaska, you're probably sitting next to somebody who finished the Iditarod or is a float plane pilot or a thousand other like very Alaska-sized things. And so I think that just kind of imparts a little bit of humility, and we all have to kind of get along. There's only 700,000 of us in the whole state, so you know a lot of people, and they know you.
Is it a growing city? I don't mean necessarily population-wise, but is the tourism catching on even more and more?
I think it's kind of interesting. We're getting more and more connections to the rest of the United States and overseas, and so it feels like a really interesting time for Anchorage. You know, in the context of like big name, top of the list international destinations, I think we're still under the radar. But I think, especially in the last 5-6 years, people have really figured out like, oh, there's an incredible place, and I don't even have to get out my passport to get there.
Yeah, and I think that's actually kind of a sweet spot. You know, like, you don't want to be the hot place for a little bit. Iceland was kind of like that for a little bit, and it got a little overdone. And I think you're in a great spot in Anchorage. It's not that long of a flight either. It's maybe 6 hours. It's less than going to Europe. And it's just incredibly gorgeous. I imagine you want us a one-stop shop, anchorage.net, to learn more. And I think that's all I got time for, Jack. I hope we talk again soon, okay?
Happy to. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, enjoy the late sunset tonight.